At Giant Eagle, you may have spotted the Stacker. With uncanny MyPerks ability, she stacks up the perks to choose either dollars off or up to 20% off her entire grocery bill. The Stacker, stacking up huge savings with MyPerks. Find your MyPerksonality and transform your shopping into free gas and groceries. Full details at GiantEagle.com/MyPerks. Perks cannot be earned or redeemed on select items. Restrictions apply.
You are listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcast.
This is Disha Oberoi back yet again with our brand new podcast, Nutrition Secrets with Ryan Fernando, who is India's top celebrity nutritionist. Ryan is the man behind the energy that Virat Kohli produces on field. He has played a critical part in ensuring Aamir Khan transformed in Dangal. Shreyas Iyer, Abhishek Bachchan, Anushka Sharma, it's an endless list to whom Ryan gives his diet shots to. It's the IPL time and cricket fever is back after a long time. The cricket camps are up and running now. We are back this time with Ryan talking about young upcoming cricketers and the importance of them eating right. Ryan, good to have you back. Talking about sport injuries, one hamstring gets pulled and the player gets pulled out of the team. He just swarms the bench recovering from one injury to another. Ryan, what is your role as a nutritionist in the recovery stage?
So Disha, actually in sports injury, it's something that you never want because it puts a spoke in the wheels for the entire team as well as the player. Athletes get injured because maybe they're genetically predispositioned. So we actually do a nutrition gene test to figure out if they have a gene that does not allow a faster recovery or they have lower flexibility or tighter muscles. From a nutrition perspective, one, if a player gets injured, it could be because I did not hydrate the player well. I did not give the player enough of salts. The player did not warm up correctly, or it was a catastrophic injury. But as soon as a player gets injured, there is so much of nutrition that you can do. See, you break down the body, you need raw materials. The number one raw material in the human body is water. 60 to 70% of your body is made up of water. When a player gets injured, I'm putting in water, I'm putting amino acids in the body. Amino acids are the basic building blocks. Your muscle is made up of 60% glutamine, 35% branched-chain amino acids. These four guys, leucine, isoleucine, valine, and glutamine, make up 90% of your muscle. So the moment a player gets injured, I don't tell them, call me 3 weeks after your injury. You should be calling me from that bench. You should be calling me when you're on the way to the hospital. I remember when Shikhar Dhawan in the South Africa series broke his thumb. I was on phone call to him on what all he could have done. And when doctor said he would come back in 12 weeks, we got him back in 5 weeks. So raw material available at the time of injury, given in the correct form, the correct raw material and the correct amount and timing will recover the injured tissue faster. There are research papers out there with things like gingerol from ginger, which reduces inflammation, bromelain from pineapple, which reduces inflammation, omega-3 from chia seeds, fish oil and flaxseed that reduce inflammation, amino acids like proline, hydroxyproline and glycine, which make up your collagen, proteins like collagen, vitamins and minerals, specifically vitamin K, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin C. All these are so important that if I could influx them into the cell on that IPL bench or wherever the athlete is injured, the body's going to say, oh, wow, I'm getting all this nutrition. Hey, let's heal this muscle or healthy. Let's heal this ligament or let's heal this tissue much faster. And that's the role that nutrition would play. Another point is most players, when they get injured, they're like, okay, abhi injury ho gaya, to main baithega, sab kuch khayega, baad mein dekhega. They're not going to train anymore because they are injured. So they are now becoming sedentary, docile. So nutritional requirement actually drops, energy requirements drop, but the appetite of the athlete and the stomach of the athlete is at the highest possible level. So they continue to eat those high amounts of protein and carbohydrates, which causes weight gain. So you have a second side effect of an injury, which is weight gain, which is detrimental to the athlete because when they make a comeback, now they have to train with added fat on their body. So these are two things players should focus on.
Injuries in sport is a commonplace. How do you formulate a plan for someone going through procedures, surgeries, testing and other stuff?
So it's very simple. If an athlete is injured, we have an injury protocol. My injury protocol is very simple. One, do not overfeed this athlete with high calories, which causes weight gain. Two, what is the injury? Is it bone? Is it muscle? Is it ligament? Is it cartilage? Once we identify that, we look at the nutrition pool that is required for rejuvenating those tissues. For example, let's say you have a muscle tear. Muscle is made up of 90% of amino acids, chiefly glutamine and branched-chain amino acids. We flood the blood tissue with small amounts of amino acids in small frequented doses through the day, in maybe a pomegranate, in an apple juice, in a sea buckthorn juice, which have high vitamin and mineral content, which become the carriers of my amino acid and deliver a high-end nutrition to that damaged muscle. If it's bone, well, I know calcium makes up 30% of the matrix. Vitamin D, vitamin K, and collagen and vitamin C are key components in bone rehealing model. There is a silent healer in the form of turmeric and ginger. So we add that in your diet. I do know that purple cabbage contains something known as anthocyanins, which is nature's aspirin or painkiller. So we add that as part of the food to help in faster and greater rejuvenation. Finally, all your berries are brilliant in isophenols, polyphenols, flavonoids, terpenes, ECG, and these sound like all exotic terms, but these are nature's fighting force to rejuvenate your body, and they're mostly found in colorful fruits, vegetables and berries. If this can be added in the diet without excessive calories, then I can bring the player back faster and get him playing again.
Let's come back to Virat Kohli and him turning vegan. I believe he had frequent back pains. Was that a reason that he turned vegan?
So with Virat Kohli, he's an amazing athlete to work with. He was already a vegan athlete when he signed up with me. But the thing with Virat is that he did a lot of work on his own, learning and feeding his body, and he's done an amazing job with it. What I love about him is that if he has an issue, he's always asking a question on how can I make it better. I do believe in my current plan, he doesn't have any back injuries or anything. He's pretty brilliant. But media reported that he did have a back injury. Now, back injuries normally come with a vitamin D deficiency. And by the way, 99% of us Indians, Disha, if you do a blood test, will come back with a vitamin D blood test being poor. So vitamin D helps in bone mineralization, wherein your vertebral column and your spine is obviously bone. And if it's going to be in low levels of vitamin D, it means the calcium in the bones are going to be lesser, and therefore there could be an issue in that direction. You could also have an issue from the cartilage. So consider two vertebrae. In between, there's a shock absorber. That's cartilage. And the cartilage holds 35 times its weight in water. So what if the athlete was dehydrated and was getting back injury? And then the third point is, when I work with a lot of athletes, I find that every athlete is pushing the boundaries of their human performance and human endurance. So, for example, training happens logically in gyms, strength training, resistance training. And a lot of times there's a lot of playful play in terms of football, cricket and variety of other sports, let's say with a cricketer like Virat Kohli. So obviously there will be bumps and nicks and deadlifts and power lifts and all of that stuff. You're going to get a niggle here and there. It's part and parcel of the life of an athlete. If you don't get a niggle here and there, I believe you're not pushing your body. But if you do get that niggle, then you're going to ask the question, what in my blood test is deficient? What in my diet is deficient? What am I taking into my body that's creating more inflammation and contributing to this inflammation? How can I drop that? I think these are the answers that every listener should focus. Even if you're not a Virat Kohli, you are going to be working out. You're going to be walking. If your ankle hurts, why does it hurt? Go and get a blood test. Go and check out why it could be that some food is actually creating a khujli in your body and you're not even aware about it, but your body is slowly saying, hey, there's a problem in your ankle. Why don't you go and get it checked out? It could be related to your food.
So Ryan, you've worked with athletes who've made India proud at the international stage. How does it feel when a player drops from the top and sinks to the bottom because of, say, a life-altering injury?
You know, Disha, one of my jobs as a nutritionist is also to motivate players because I'm talking to them quite frequently. In fact, I have a food diary with them on WhatsApp. So I'm literally in contact with over 100 of my players on a daily basis. So a lot of time I see my athletes hit rock bottom because of out of form, because of injury or whatever reason. Food does not stop. Therefore, my communication to them cannot stop. In such times, in such periods, one, I have to watch whether the athlete is depressed. By the way, depression happens in the gut and in the mind. So if there's a lack of B complex or bad bacteria, you can go towards a depressed direction. We also do the gene test for looking at anxiety, depression, schizophrenia in the genetic pool of an athlete. Now, if this data comes back as positive, I am working overtime, irrespective of being dropped in the team or having an injury and then going into depression. I am working overtime from day one, even when they're fit, to add the right foods. Like, for example, I don't know if you know this, but sesame seeds, till, actually improves your BP and makes you feel happy. So a lot of my athletes get till laddu, and I tell them, tell mama to make it from home and send it for you. Because one, till laddu, I know biochemistry wise, improves certain markers in the blood, but at the same time, the till laddu is made by mama, which elevates mood. So depression does exist in the athletes, and my job then changes from a nutritional counselor to a motivational speaker to them. And a lot of times I say that, what would your avatar from 20 years down the line, so let's say you're 15 years old, so let's say 10 years down the line, your avatar comes back to you in a time capsule. What will he say to you? They're not able to understand that. So I say, hey, you're 15 years old, no? When you're 13 years old, were you nervous in tournaments? Yeah, I was nervous in tournaments and all, Uncle Ryan. I could not play and all. I said, now you're 15 years old. Hey, now I'm bindas, man. Okay, so what would 15-year-old, you the athlete, go and tell the 13-year-old? So I use this time capsule philosophy, a lot of my athletes saying, there's a stronger you out there yet to happen. And that guy has come right now. And what is he going to tell you? What is she going to tell you? Tell that to yourself. Pick yourself up. Let's start training and let's get back. The worst is when it's a life-threatening, career-ending injury. Those are some that you can never come back from. I've been there, done it with athletes. I've cried on the phone with those athletes, had tears in my eyes with those athletes. And it's an end of an era. But I always remind them, it's the start of your retired life where you get to enjoy all the ice cream in the world, and I ain't going to stop you.
Ryan, we're talking about injuries and how people get back from there. Let's now talk about Yuvraj Singh, how he transformed himself after his comeback from cancer. And since then, he has come back in a better shape and also made it back into the team. How does one achieve that?
You know, Yuvi is one of my favorite all-time athletes because he brings a different plate to the nutrition practice. One is, he's an athlete that came to me who recovered from cancer. And you know, that's something I could never fathom. Like, you know, the power in that guy to overcome, the resilience. One thing about Yuvi is that he loves his food. As a Punjabi, it was very difficult to convince him to give up something that was bad for his body, especially in the food sensitivity departments and stuff like that. But he was also a very logical athlete because he knew that he underwent this debilitating disease and he came out and he won over it. And what a story that is. But all that aside, he began to work on his body. And when he was dropped from the Indian team, I remember he came and he said he wanted to rejuvenate his body. And we worked on a lot of things in terms of colorful fruits and vegetables, limiting his non-veg, you know, eliminating dairy as much as possible because it's an inflammatory marker. And I still remember he had to pass the fitness test and he had to be at super good fitness. So it involved him, you know, pulling his body out of bed every morning and training really hard to get that very high fitness level, what we call as the beep test. And yes, of course, you know, we worked on his nutrition as he lived here in Bangalore for 4 weeks. And I must say he's an exemplary person in terms of following what he needed to do. But at the same time, he is also a very bindas character, reflected in his six sixes. If he sets his mind to something, he will get it done. And I do believe that he was one of the all-time great athletes that I had a privilege of working with, just because he would challenge me. He'd like, no, but I want to eat this food. I'm like, okay, you eat this food and then we'll analyze your blood test 3 months later. He was not one person to take any opinion at face front, which is a good thing, because I believe every athlete should question his coach, his support staff and his nutritionist, because that allows you to understand that that athlete is truly engaging with you in conversation for the betterment of his or her body. So this is an advice to all players. Be a UV. Be curious. Be affirmative. Always ask questions why you need to do that. And above all, stay in love with your culture and eat the food that you love. You should not change that. Cancer or no cancer, I believe everybody should eat the food that they love.
We see and we get inspired and influenced by all these actors going through physical transformations. What tips should someone keep in mind for the six-pack or the bikini body? Kindly take us through this.
So, I work with a lot of celebrities. I've worked with Aamir Khan on his Dangal role. And there's a lot of thought process in the world that these are shortcut methods. Athletes, celebrities take months, if not years, to make their bodies. But people are very enamored when somebody like Aamir Khan went from a 98 kg old looking man to a 68 kg ripped six pack guy. It involved a lot of work. The diet was phenomenal in terms of we went down to the micro details. Charts were changed every day. We did the nutrition gene test for Aamir Khan to figure out what genes are working, what genes are not working. We did the fitness gene test. In that, we discovered that he's more of an endurance athlete. So his training regime was structured into 2 hours weight training in the morning, 2 hours weight training in the evening, and 4 to 5 hours of walking in the day on a ranch in America, so that he could get the necessary calorie burn to cut back on 30 kgs of fat in his body. So there's a lot of hard work that goes into these celebrities losing weight. There's a huge question out there is, are they on performance enhancing drugs, steroids or banned substances? The few athletes that I've worked with, the few celebrities that I've worked with, I take a declaration from them. You follow what I say, and what I say is all in the legal parameters of food, natural food, herbals, and nutritional supplements, which are called food supplements. So for me, it's a question of if an athlete takes or a celebrity takes a banned substance, like let's say a fat burning steroid, that is significantly going to damage your liver and kidney. No matter which medical doctor tells you this, that, oh, you know what, we can change their body and we can give them these sort of injections or tablets. I do believe that nobody knows what is the long-term effect 20 years later on that person's body. And I operate out of fear, because I do get people coming to a nutrition clinic who are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. The 30s to 40 bodybuilders who dope and take these banned substances to get those ripped muscles and six packs invariably land up in a clinic for fertility treatment because the sperm count has dropped or because you have other issues with your liver and kidney. People much older in their 60s and 70s have a kidney that is failing or a liver that has got cirrhosis or fatty liver. So there are so many problems. So when you see that, I mean, Disha, you're looking at me here in the studio. I'm one of India's most famous celebrity nutritionists, but I'm a skinny 70 kgs. Why am I not 90 kgs at 6 feet tall? The logic is I can take any supplement on the planet that's illegal and bulk up, but I have seen the side effects that people go through. So talking about celebrities and film stars, I highly encourage those celebrities and film stars out there to be responsible and not go the drug route, but to go the natural route. I can tell you on record, Aamir Khan was completely clean in my role with him in Dangal because he used protein, he used vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and bucket loads of sweat. Bucket loads of sweat. It's not easy. The world does not see a 2-hour documentary, which is equivalent to 6 months of work. You don't see the fine lines. You don't see the hard work. You don't see the blood, sweat and tears. That is the really tough part. And this happens in every player. Every player is dedicated. And by the way, I have a dozen other celebrities who are so indisciplined. They don't follow anything and they don't get a result. So what you see out there is hardworking people. And food is a temptation both to the hardworking person and the lazy person. Invariably, the hardworking person always wins out, and that's where you see your six-pack. So, Disha, a few foods that I would recommend for anybody listening in is eat to your heart's content. So, close your fist. That's the size of your meal. Eat to your heart's content. Do 6 meals a day. Lower your portion. Increase your protein. Find out which are the protein-based foods. My favorite in fat loss is egg whites. So I do a blood test and see if you're not food sensitive to egg whites. If not, wow, I'm giving you 8 to 10 egg whites a day. Oats is my favorite. Apple is my favorite. Amla is my favorite. Lots of romaine lettuce, iceberg lettuce, cucumbers, cabbage put into your diet. I remove rice. I remove chapati. I remove all grains. I get the people working into a higher carb, higher fiber vegetable diet. Good fats. I love coconut oil. I do believe that coconut oil helps in fat burning. So I add 2-3 tablespoons of coconut oil to the protein shakes that I would give my clients. In the protein shake, when you're working out like crazy with your personal trainer, make sure you do a protein shake 1 hour, about 10 grams before you go in for a workout. Post-workout, do about 20 to 30 grams. If you're allergic to milk, don't do whey protein. If you're not allergic, do whey protein. Otherwise, do vegan protein powders, which could be brown rice protein, green pea protein, hemp protein, or cranberry protein. These are now available in the market. Do not do more than 20 to 25 grams because your body cannot absorb more than 25 grams of protein per hour. So I see a lot of people putting 5 scoops, thinking they'll become Salman Khan muscles. No, it doesn't happen. Slow and steady. And by the way, you can lose, in my opinion, 2 kgs of fat per month as an aam aadmi. Anything more than that, I believe you're losing muscle, you're not losing fat.
How does diet impact the recovery of a body?
Whoa, this is like the Super Six. It's like bajate raho. How is diet going to impact the human body? I mean, I tell players, don't eat for one day and go and play. What's going to happen to your performance? And at the same time, eat some batata vada and some chai and go and play. And then eat correctly a nutritiously balanced meal for your genetics, for your food sensitivity, for your height, weight, body fat percentage. There is going to be a massive difference. What are the changes I can tell you that I can track? First things first, in 30 days, if I change your food, I can just look at your eyes and your skin and I can tell you its changes. Heart rate comes down, Disha. When I change the nutrition, players get up in the morning, I tell them, check your heart rate, put your finger on your neck, check your pulse. Before you even get up from the bed, when you're lying down, let's say your heartbeat is 55 beats a minute. Once you change your diet, it drops down to 49, 45. Because when you have a lowered heart rate, it is telling you, Baba, you gave me good food. Because you gave me good food, I am able to recover faster. So I don't have to do lati charge to the heart to make it to beat faster. So these are small, small things that you can see on an almost like within 3-4 days perspective. The other things is your nutrition starts improving. You have protein in the blood. You have red blood cells. You have iron in the blood. You have ferritin. I do blood tests for a lot of the Indian women cricket team. A lot of them, ferritin, which is an iron transport marker, is below 70. If these girls are on the Swedish Olympic team, they will be benched. But in India, the marker is designed at 20 nanograms. Most of them are 20 to 50. International Olympic guys in Sweden on the ski team are saying, if you're below 70, we'll not allow you as a woman to train. Get your iron levels up there. So something as simple as ferritin, in 3 weeks of diet, I have had Julan, I have had Mithali Raj, I've had Harmanpreet Kaur, even Veda Krishnamurti, all of these people with low ferritin levels, just a change in diet over 3-4 weeks and they're like, wow, we feel so good. Our menstruation, our period cycles have changed. All of this is linked to diet. So again, I come back to that line. Don't eat and see how your body reacts. Eat crappy food and see how your body reacts. Eat great food and see how you feel after 7 days. The important thing is this. Research has time and again proved that eating a right meal of the right quantity at the right time, which is called sports nutrition, enhances performance. There is research out there, there is proof, and there are celebrity athletes that are showing this to the world. Anybody can achieve this. You don't need to be a top shot superstar to do this. Just change the way you eat. Eat out of science and watch your body change.
Talking about the IPL, you know, there's a different force that Virat Kohli uses to hit a six, and a Rishabh Pant, he uses a different amount of force to hit a six. What do they eat to clear it off out of the park like that?
So I think, Disha, over here is each athlete has got their own unique talent and honed their skills over the years. I do believe that nutrition helps them get a stronger muscle power, foot, hand, eye coordination. For example, if an athlete is deficient in vitamin B6, B9 and B12, the neuromuscular coordination might be a fraction of a micro of a millionth second slower, which could be the difference between nicking the ball to the first slip or lofting it over covers. So here's the thing. Power is generated from your muscles. Your muscles can do one explosive rep. That can happen for anybody. But to do it consistently is the key thing in getting six sixers or 20 sixers in a match versus just one fluke sixer. I believe the IPL players have reached the highest possible level of their cricketing talent and expertise. So this is more a function of them having the ability to see the ball well, time it well and hit it over the covers. But if I were to give tips to budding cricketers out there, on anyone who plays gully cricket like I do, and every ball you want to hit a six over the next door neighbor's building, it's beetroot. It's definitely, you want to have almonds. You want to have pomegranate. And in terms of the protein family, chickpeas, rajma from the vegetarian family, from the dairy family, adding cheese to your diet will add protein. And specifically in the non-veg family, I would go with fish because of the omega-3 content and high protein content. So this would be my spectrum depending on a vegetarian or non-vegetarian athlete in terms of protein for power for hitting those sixes over the fence.
Having strength and flexibility is very important for fielding. And in order to have these things, eating is very important. How does one do that?
Oh, that's an amazing question. You're absolutely right that these superstars have their support teams with them. But to every budding athlete out there, my advice to you is do not become a slave to your taste buds. Athletes have no taste buds. Learn the science of nutrition from a young age. Like you go to the gym and you learn what is a single rep push-up. You learn what is lat pull-down. You know what is a calf muscle. You know what is an IT band. You know what is foam rolling. Take the same interest and learn what is calorie, what is protein, what is carb, what is fat. Understand an apple, how does it give you lesser calorie than a banana? And by the way, all of this is available on the internet. Well, it's available here now on my podcast. Tune in and check in and listen to all this advice. But for kids, I would say eliminate the sugars if you're an upcoming athlete. Don't put the sugar into your body. Don't put the processed foods into your body. That's what's going to really harm you, going to give you a pot belly, going to keep your muscles down. Don't think that just because you go for a cricket match and you drink a sports drink, you're going to hit a century. Nutrition has to be started from a very young age, from every meal. Have your breakfast. Don't skip your breakfast. You're going for practice first thing in the morning at 6 a.m. Make sure you're getting up at 5 a.m. and don't run straight for practice. Eat something, a bowl of porridge, an oat porridge, a dalia porridge, a suji, an egg, you know, a glass of milk with ragi malt in it. These are things that athletes can start off with. And by the way, there are thousands of dietitians and nutritionists in our country. Google them up. Go meet them. Ask them to give you a nutrition plan for your height, for your weight, for your body fat percentage. Just like you go to a coach for coaching classes, please know you have learned to play the sport from a coach, but you have not learned to eat from a coach. You've learned to eat out of love and culture. In sports nutrition, you need to eat out of science. So go out there and get a sports nutritionist and get cracking. And by the way, it's not very expensive. It should not cross more than 1,500 rupees a month for an average nutritionist to guide you. Quick tips for everyone for free advice. One, make beetroot your best friend. pomegranate should hit your fridge thrice a week. If you're eating eggs, I'd say an egg a day, two eggs a day, brilliant. Don't avoid the yolks. They're really good. You're a sports person. You're not a person in a heart hospital. So don't shy away from the egg yolks. Pistas reduce belly fat. 10 pistas a day. Make a date with a date. Have dates in your bag every day. If I meet you on the road and you say, hey, Ryan, I listen into your podcast. I'm like, yeah, what's in your bag? I want to see an apple. I want to see some dates and I want to see an energy bar in there. So your khajur is really, really important. 5 to 8 khajurs a day will really help. The other thing that I would like you to have is if you're not allergic to milk, either milk or curd helps. But if you get mucus secretion early morning in your nose, then you could be allergic to dairy or milk. So avoid milk. Switch to eating a fruit and rely on good old water. By the way, everyone, last tip. Do not drink from plastic bottles. Change to stainless steel water bottles. And cooler water, colder water is better than room temperature water for players in the hot sun. You know, food allergies and food sensitivities are a key thing with all players, not only in cricket, but all games. Food sensitivities are dime by dozen. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley and rye. I am testing a lot of players for DNA genetic test. In that, many players come back sensitive for gluten, for lactose. Lactose is found in milk and caffeine. And when I change up their diet, they're suddenly responding better, they're sleeping better, they're recovering better because some of these molecules are creating an inflammation inside the body. For example, Robin Uthappa, for the longest period, I had kept telling him that you are gluten sensitive. Try and avoid wheat as much as possible. And he went from a 96 kgs when we started many years ago down to a 77 kg. And that was the year I remember we took the orange cap. Because I believe that mental clarity of thinking also is affected by molecules that are creating a kujali in your body, that are creating an antigen antibody attack, as we call it. So every player I have tested has a food sensitivity. It could be as simple as pears. It could be as complicated as the red algae, which is found in sushi. So when we find out these food sensitivities, we tell the players it's better to steer clear of those foods, not because you're going to die, but because you want to be the top run getter in the country.
That is deeply insightful for everyone listening to this podcast, Ryan. Thank you so much for throwing light on the information of why young cricketers should be focused on what they eat. I'm sure what you shared must have changed the way a lot of them look at their meal plan. We will come back with another episode. Until then, it's bye from me, Disha Oberoi, and India's top celebrity nutritionist, Ryan Fernando, on Red FM's podcast, Nutrition Secrets.
You were listening to Nutrition Secrets by Ryan Fernando, only on Red Podcasts.